Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dispersing a lot of this key information throughout the broadcast. In the second half of the hour that's coming up, we're going to open the phones up for your questions or comments for Bob Fletcher, who spent an hour with us last week, but it went by very, very quickly. We're going to talk about weather weapons and other investigations he's pioneered out of the gates. He's, of course, a former Iran-Contra whistleblower and more. And we also have this article I've been mentioning for 2 days. New powers to record every phone call and email make surveillance 60 million times worse. I was paraphrasing the headline yesterday and said 6 million times worse. But the actual headline of the London Telegraph is 60 million times worse. And it goes through the government just announcing, hey, we're watching and listening and recording everything. Get used to it. Totally illegal. They haven't even changed the law in England. They're just saying we're lawless. Kind of like it's illegal to launch wars without congressional approval. Obama just does it. It's illegal to just wave and say all the illegal aliens are legal and even give waivers to people that have been convicted of violent crimes. That happens by the hundreds of thousands a year on record, hundreds of thousands of times a year. DHS to grant illegal aliens unlawful presence waivers. But don't you worry. Sheriff Joe Arpaio is in trouble. Government plans to sue Arizona sheriff for targeting Latinos. No, they enforce the state and federal law when they pull somebody over and they don't have a driver's license and they turn out to be illegal. They try to bring them to ICE and ICE won't pick them up and ICE is sick of it. See, when I get pulled over with no insurance and no driver's license, I go to jail. But I've talked to Austin cops, and I've seen police on the news. They're told by the police chiefs and the judges, just let the illegals go. Well, then why shouldn't I just change my name to some new name and just say I'm illegal from Mars? I'll say I'm John Carter from Mars. I mean, that sounds pretty good. And they just pull me over, and I'll just say, no speak earthling. I mean, they admit the illegal aliens, if they do get arrested for DWI, just basically get released. I was talking to a prosecutor in Austin off record. They actually came over to the office, and they've been there, I don't know, 14 years or longer. I don't want to give away who it is. In fact, where is that card? They said they'd give me a report off record, and I never even tracked it down. I can't keep track of all of this. There's too much crime. And they were going, oh, it's true. And then they were telling me the judges where the illegals come in with DWIs and they'll give them maybe $100 or they get arrested for unpaid tickets or whatever and they get like $10. $10? I certainly don't get that. I'm being discriminated against as a citizen because I comply with everything. I am abused and treated like filth. And it just shows the lawlessness of government. I mean, it's illegal for the NSA to be spying on everybody and have the CIA director say the CIA is spying on citizens domestically, which he said 3 weeks ago in a public speech, and to brag, yeah, it's great. We don't really have the Fourth Amendment anymore. People just accept the fact. This is what he said. Go read the quotes. That your toaster, your clock radio, everything's got little systems now that listen to you or watch you. It's really great. Again, they're just getting everybody used to it. It's like the big dog, you know, walking over to little dog, and you ever seen a big dog come get on top of a little dog and they'll urinate on them? They're marking them. They're saying, listen, I'm dominating you. Do you understand that? Do you get that? Do you understand that? And that's what's going on here. TSA is like, get your young daughter over here. It's groping time. I mean, that's right out of a nightmare movie. This is what it is. This is total criminal domination of the American people. We'll be back with our guest. Stay with us.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome to hour number two of our worldwide transmission. A lot happening in the world. We'll be interspersing the news throughout the 2 hours we have left here. Coming up, we have a preeminent financial expert, Mark Fauber, joining us to get into the big sell-off in the stock market, the Fed saying they won't do QE3, but then saying they may do QE3. This is all just manipulation, artificial volatility, so they can profit from it. That is coming up. Towards the second half of this hour, I do want to give you a chance to talk to our guest, Bob Fletcher, on any subject you want to raise. So we'll give the phone number out to join us as well coming up in a couple segments. I had Bob on last week, and we ended up just basically talking about Iran-Contra and how he was involved in that inadvertently and began to testify before Congress. Then from that point, he began to investigate the New World Order. He was the first person I saw in about 94, 95, I know he's doing it before that, talking about weather weapons and chemtrailing and all of this stuff. And I remember thinking, man, this guy seems really credible, but weather weapons, come on. That was before they, you know, had shows on Discovery Channel about it. Now more and more they admit they're doing it, but again, the specifics they say are classified. It always goes, yeah, we're doing some testing, but details are classified. Well, here is Secretary of Defense Cohen's address on April 28th at a conference on terrorism, University of Georgia. You can just type in Secretary of Defense Cohen on weather weapons. And here's a quote. Others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, shut off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of genius minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon the nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. And he goes on to talk about weather weapons and things in here. It's very interesting reading. The Army Times also picked it up. I've been covering that since I saw it then. But the issue here is Bill Gates is invested heavily in weather control and secret government projects. You can just type in Bill Gates terraforming investing. Bill Gates is heavily invested in gut flora causing autism because they know they're doing it on purpose with the vaccines. Then they'll have the treatment. Bill Gates is invested in the GMO and Monsanto. Wherever this very wicked individual is involved, that's where you find the primeval. Now, a lot of meteorologists, well, I've interviewed them, have said, yeah, they see weather patterns now that they call chaff, but tiny aluminum, where military and private corporations are doing this. I've had Ben Livingston on, who was the father of weather weapons after World War II. He was in World War II. He flew into not just hurricanes that go 160 miles an hour, but 200 mile an hour and more typhoons that they have in the Pacific. The Atlantic has the hurricanes. They don't get going as fast. The only difference is they spin the opposite direction with the Earth's magnetic vortex. Now, all of this is going on, and there's huge secret programs. I've interviewed the head of HARP. He started accidentally getting into some stuff. A colonel popped in and cut him off the air. That interview was out there. That was like 6 years ago. We're not in Kansas anymore. And more meteorologists are mapping this and saying, look, there are more tornadoes. It's not just that we have more Doppler and better radar so we know when they happen. But now they're hitting populated areas statistically more than they did in the past in areas that were already built up. It's not like we built up more, so more is being hit. That's part of it. No, cities are being hit more. I mean, it was like someone was steering. Some said hundreds. Some estimates are hundreds that form, but more than a dozen that hit the ground. 800 homes hit. Carnage, Fort Worth, Dallas, again, my old stomping ground where I'm from, and meteorologists are in MSNBC calling it very unusual. Enter the fact that earthquakes are associated in tectonic weapons with auroras forming even in the daytime. Magnetic field, like you normally only see at the North and South Poles, where the magnetic lines come into the Earth and then out. The Earth's shield from the sun coming in at the north and southern poles. You will see these vortexes form with all these other populations being hit in Chile and Pakistan and hitting right in key population centers in what we saw a few years ago in Haiti. I mean, it is getting really weird. And they admit they've got this, but it's classified. And enter Paul Watson's latest article. Another Wisconsin town reports strange booms, flashes of light, and it's getting crazy. And the feds have said, do not investigate. So, and again, historically, these are associated then with these weather pop-ups. But, again, you can get flashes of light and booms with natural tectonic activity. Bob Fletcher, great to have you back with us. How did you first discover that weather weapons were being deployed and used? When did you discover it? You're an Iran-Contra whistleblower, a successful businessman.
Okay. And it's a pleasure to be back. I really enjoyed doing the program. I had, because of ending up being a federal witness in the Iran-Contra thing and being a witness, a federal witness relative to the Christic Institute's lawsuit back in the 80s, which was basically a legal action on of racketeering filed against all of those people that were involved with the Iran-Contra stuff. They actually had filed that legal action. information, as a matter of fact, prior to the expose that became the Iran-Contra inquiry. I was ended up being a witness in all of that, and that was what just switched on the light when I found out, and was right in the middle of it, when I found out what kind of unbelievable lies and deviant stuff that was going on with people that we were hoping was leading our country in the right direction. The Senate, the Congress, CIA, the FBI, these guys were supposed to be the protectors of America as opposed to being the drug smugglers and the assassins of America, because that's what I found out to be a reality. And because I was there, I've been there, done that, I saw it. I sat in on conversations with these generals that were involved with the weapons and joking about where they were going to go next with where the next war was going to be and things of that sort. And these guys profiting. And, of course, that originally the tremendous amount of the weapons, illegal weapons, stolen weapons, and drugs and all that, the real big input was started in the Vietnam War, you know, where they were smuggling the narcotics back and actually the carcasses of our own soldiers, which I can't think of anything more absolutely disgusting than something like that. And all of that, that was what opened my eyes. All right, so I started investigating and having people contact me after at the congressional and Senate level. You know, there are a few guys always up there that are honest and legitimate. They're not there very long because they either become removed by assassination, for crying out loud, or they're simply removed by having somebody beat them in the next election by illegitimate voting or whatever the case may be. But they remove the good guys as quick as they can. But there were always some good people up there that were looking into serious problems. So in that time frame here, we're talking going into the early 90s, and I was investigating and being involved with several different inquiries out of at the Senate and congressional level with some good guys. Dante Fisel was out of Florida, was concerned with the financial fraud going on, and several others doing things like that. They were kind of under the radar. These are not people that get a lot of media coverage, but they're trying to do the right thing. And, of course, Sonny Bono was another one. We get into that story some other time.
Yeah, we covered that last week. So how did you discover weather weapons? Because now
here's what happened. I get a phone call because, you know, when you're doing this stuff, I get all kinds of really great stuff where people would just send me information and they would say, you know, don't mention my name, you know, but if you want to risk your life, here's some information. You know, I kind of get a kick out of that. But so I got a phone call and somebody said, how about the weather control as a weapon? And I said, you know, I was like you. I was incredible. I said, what? And he said, yeah, you know, they're working on this thing where they can control the weather and actually use it as a weapon of war. And I said, well, wow, I mean, if you could do that, that would be really something. I mean, you could wipe out a country either financially or physically, do all sorts of destruction and things, but you wouldn't. It wouldn't be like a nuclear thing, you know. You nuke a place, you can't go in there for 100 years. So that's not a good way to take over a country or cause them problems. But if you could control the weather, that really would be something. And of course, but my reaction was, you know, okay, well, listen, you know, I got 800 things to do this month, so next month I'll look into it. And he said, well, he said, you know, we have a treaty. We have a treaty that we've signed back many years ago with at the United Nations.
Yeah, that was in, what, 1976?
That was right. It was 70. Technically, it was 78. But it was started, I guess, around 76. You know, and I, you know, at that time, of course, nobody knew about this, all right? And it wasn't out in front. And I said, well, I mean, if I could find a treaty, you know, that's actually signed relative to weather control and being able to do this stuff, that would really be something. So I said, okay, I'll look into it.
Stay there. We're going to see what you found next. Because, folks, I mean, look at how they keep hitting all these cities with these tornadoes. And they keep hitting mainly only in the cities. And even the meteorologists are saying, this is weird and they're coming out of nowhere. It's not natural.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
BobFletcherInvestigations.com is his website. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to continue with weather weapons. Then I want to get Bob Fletcher's take on the end game, where all this is going, what makes these criminal groups tick. But I knew this was coming. CNN weatherman blames tornadoes on climate change. We'll try to play a clip of this later if we have time. If not, we're linking to it up at Infowars.com. And sure enough, whenever there's any earthquake or weather problem, Al Gore says, just pay me carbon money and I'll fix it. And I've always pointed out, because Bill Gates is pushing this too, they can launch the crazy weather and then say, pay us a global tax. In fact, they're now saying, pay for a global weather control bureau and we'll stop the tornadoes or hurricanes from hitting you. In fact, that's what Bill Gates is heavily invested in. We showed a Reuters article earlier on that. So all of this is going on. Bob, I want you to continue how you started looking into this and discovering it and how advanced it is. But clearly now this is like the mafia saying, I'll burn down your grocery store if you don't pay me protection money. I mean, we know they've got this. The shadow government, no wonder they're so arrogant.
I would say it's unbelievable as far as that's concerned. I mean, at this point in time, they've been so successful also, you know, which includes things like, the assassinating Kennedy in front of everybody and all of that and getting away with it, blowing up taking down the biggest buildings in New York City and getting away with it, telling us it was a handful of these characters that a couple of afternoons planned how to do this major, gigantic covert operations. But anyhow, so let me we'll get back to the weather situation. Here I have a couple people telling me, hey, this is real, and this is approximately 1994. So I was doing some other investigations for someone, and I don't remember who it was at this particular time, actually in the Congress. So what I did was I contacted the United Nations directly, just right with a telephone, just called them, and I told them who I was and said I wanted to speak to somebody about getting a copy of a treaty that had taken place several years earlier. And they said, oh, okay, and they switched me over to the legal department in the United Nations. And I was, because of doing work at that time for a congressional office, I said, I'm doing a report for the Congress, and I need to have a copy of what is called the Treaty on Weather Modification that was supposedly done sometime around 1976-77. And the lady was very polite, and she said, hold on a minute. And she came back, and she says, I don't have anything on that. I don't seem to have that. And I said, well, you know what? I bet you that it's not for general public use. You may have to try the other computer program relative to the stuff that we don't usually put out for general public. Right. Now, when I said that, I had no idea what I was talking about in reality. I was shooting a dart in the air. I didn't even know, but I assumed that they probably had the double sets of books, so to speak. So she says, well, okay, hold on. And she says, listen, she got back. She says, this is going to take me a day or so. Can I get back to you? And I said, sure. I gave her my phone number. And I just said, sure, call me back. So son of a gun, the next day, I think it was, following day, this very nice lady called back and she said, Mr. Fletcher, you were right. It's not for general public distribution, but I do have it and I found it and I can send you the whole thing. And I said, well, that's just great. And she says, do you need legal certification? And I said, sure, you got to send certification. And also, technically, I didn't know really what she was talking about. But I said, certainly send that. And she said, do you need it in both French and English? And I said, yes, if you don't mind. I was laughing to myself because I'm thinking, this is amazing. You're like, you know, whatever. 10 years ago, I was a toy manufacturer, and now I'm doing what I'm doing. Okay, so she sent the whole thing to me. And in a big, nice package, didn't take but a couple of days. And son of a gun, here it was in, right in my hands. And it's a United Nations treaty to prevent the use, an agreement between the major nations of the world to guarantee that they will not use the weather modification as a weapon of war against each other. This is a treaty like we would do for nuclear weapons. This was done in 1976 and finalized in 77.
Absolutely. Now, stay there. We're going to be right back. We've got the treaty up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, got a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to get a big picture look with Bob Fletcher, because he's a smart guy, on studying the New World Order for decades now. I mean, we know it's about eugenics, it's about domination and power, but really, from my research, it's a bunch of wicked control freaks trying to outdo each other. And so it's a synthesis of pure evil, because only the most evil will end up in power, because they're always stabbing each other in the back. And that's why it's so wild and so ruthless and so crazy. Like, why are they letting DU be used? Why are they letting reactors melt down everywhere or leak? Why are they GMOing to reduce the population? I want to get back into weather weapons and what you discovered, but let's get into that question now. Is there a method to the madness? I mean, I know they're good at controlling us, but more and more I realize the elite themselves are psychos who are out of control and who are probably going to end up destroying us, Bob.
There's no question about it. And you know, part of some of my earlier discoveries was the old Iron Mountain report, which I'm sure you've done.
Yes.
Reports on, and for the people that don't understand what that was, it was a report actually put together in the early 60s under John F. Kennedy originally, and then passed on to Johnson, of course, after he took his step up to the presidency. But the Iron Mountain report, which there was always a big argument whether that was real or not real and all that, but they were specifically, they laid out the steps that were necessary to be taken in the United States of America at the government level as we moved into a one-world government where we no longer were targeting Russia and Red China and et cetera, and vice versa. When we reached that point in La La Land, when the whole world was one big government, what was going to be financial steps taken, the psychological check, the steps, the emotional steps, what has to be done to control America? And this was the important point, was as they moved out of a constitutional government into world government, because the idea was, obviously, you can't have a constitution that gives the people the rights to do what we have been doing for 200 years in the United States of America when we move into a non-aggressive mode. We have no enemies. So in the report, it says we have to come up with synthetic enemies that are equal to the dynamics of that they are artificial enemies that might kill us, the same as Russia or Red China might with atomic weapons, for example. So they write in the report, they put in there, you know what, we can use terrorists, unknown, unspecified, mystical terrorists that would cause us constant threat, because they said to themselves that if we're taking all this money out of the pockets of the taxpayers right now on the basis of weapons that we have to protect ourselves from Russia and the Red Chinese, and if we no longer have them as enemies, we still want to be able to take the same amount of money out of their pockets. So we have to convert into a new enemy. They talked about unknown terrorism, and they talked about maybe UFOs, maybe utilizing the concept of aliens threatening the future of the world, and everybody would come together under one big umbrella, and we can slowly eliminate the Constitution. That's literally written out in the Iron Mountain Report.
And by the way, that came out in the 1960s. That got leaked, and it's all come true. The Rand Corporation, I've interviewed Alex Abeya, who wrote a best-selling book about World War II, and so the Rand Corporation liked it and thought that they analyzed him and brought him in. He's one of the only people to ever be given access to their annals. And he's come on the show, and he said it was all true. The end of the family, world government, phasing out all liberty, just a nightmare future. That is literally what they're establishing.
It is. It was written and created in the 60s. It was a 30-year plan originally, basically, which we pretty much absorbed that at this point in time. Up through that would have put it into the 90s. They thought it would take that long to accomplish what they had to do. They laid out steps 1 through 9, by the way, which included world currency, which, of course, they're moving towards the power being transferred to the United Nations or some other such organization on weapons and things of that sort, to move it out of the immediate control of individual nations, which includes us. And
look at Obama's telling Congress, you're no longer over war, and Congress sits there and takes it.
Yes.
The generals tell him, you're not the boss anymore.
And as a matter of fact, I had this fantastic story that happened. I was contacted because I was out at this time in the 90s, all over the United States doing speaking engagements, presentations before I became injured. And I was the NBC or ABC contacted me And they said, Mr. Fletcher, you're talking about this thing called the Iron Mountain Report. And I said, yes. And he said, would you come on, and I think it was 60 Minutes. It was one of the major programs. Would you debate the fellow that is still alive, the old gentleman that actually originally wrote that book that exposed, you know, the expose of this?
Leonard Lewin.
Leonard Lewin. And he says, because Leonard Lewin is telling us that that he just made that all up, that it was all just a novel that he actually put together. And I asked this guy, I said, as a matter of fact, the producer I was talking to, his name was Rick Nelson. Anyhow, a sidebar. So he says, I said to him, I said, have you read that? Have you read The Iron Mountain? And he said, no, I haven't, which didn't surprise me. I said, okay, well, I'll tell you what. First off, absolutely, I will go on to and debate him face to face on your program. And I said, I'm ready to do it next week. You just let me know. I said, but he's not going to do that. He's not going to sit face to face with me with the information that I've got on this. And he says, oh, yes, he's already said he would do it. I said, okay, good. I said, but you need to also go over that Iron Mountain report. Well, he called me back in about 4 days, and he said, Ms. Fletcher, the network has decided they didn't do this. Oh, well, how about that? I said, did you read that report? And he says, yes. I said, did you show it to your superiors, what's actually in that book? And he said, yes. And I said, well, that's why they're saying they don't want to do it. So the bottom line was that I told him, I said, look, if this guy wrote this as a novel, then one of two things has taken place. The United States covert government looked at it and decided it was so great that they would model the entire future of the United States and the destruction of our constitutional government on the basis of this guy's novel. That's one thing. Otherwise, this guy is the greatest psychic that ever lived, because every single thing that he put into this report is taken place, has either taken place already, or they only have four more steps, and they're going to be destroying the constitutional government on the basis of this guy's novel. But anyhow, the upshot was all of a sudden they changed from being terribly excited on having me do this show to calling back and saying NBC or whoever it was, I don't recall right today, whoever it was, they weren't going to do it anymore. So that was the end of that. But to get back also to the I don't know where they are now. You know, we have some natural things taking place in the weather. There are weather changes going on that might be put into strictly the category of natural weather changes.
Well, Mars has its ice caps melting. The entire solar system has been going through changes, and paying Al Gore money won't stop the ice caps melting on Mars.
Correct. So, but they do exist. But what they've ended up being able to do, so that people have a handle on this, just in general with weather control, they moved from what used to be the archaic manner by which trying to change the weather with seeding with a variety of chemicals and things of that, to what is now electronic means to alter and control the weather. And basically by using frequencies, plasma beams, and superheating the ionosphere in a specific targeted place, they can actually superheat the water, let's say the ocean, over a given square miles, or they can superheat at the same time the ionosphere, causing that weather change that normally might happen by nature with a hot and a cold weather hitting each other.
Exactly. They go, that's what Livingston said, you know, the father of weather weapons. He said they go and find already the tipping point area, and that's where they can get full control. They can create hurricanes. Stanford Research Institute had certified it by 67. They can kill them, weaken them, make them stronger, and steer them.
Yes, and that's the big point. That's exactly. What he's saying is exactly what I was about to say. And that's it. Now, there's three parts to this thing now, too, in terms of who is doing it. We are doing it. We are doing it profusely with the HAARP program is only one part of it. The acres and acres of the antennas, towers, and all that up in Alaska. There's another location similar to that on around the equator area, but we have moved into using aircraft and satellites. All right, so you can do like a triangulation assassination would do with two or three people shooting at one person. You have the same kind of a triangulation application with plasma beams from two or three different places, two satellites and maybe one ground base, and hit a given area very specifically, so many miles up and so many miles east and west, superheat the atmosphere. And this is where also these some of the contrails come in. Some of the contrails they discovered, again, was I think an accidental thing a few years ago, but that certain types of material, et cetera, would could hold temperature if they were floating in the air. They found out they became conductive to hold an increased temperature. So if you put out a contrail in a given area, hit it with these totally invisible, like a microwave beam.
Well, that's what the other scientists have told me, is that it's not just that they're adding some of the jet fuel that aerosolizes in some cases, or they have special jet planes, you know, that go out and do heavy chemtrailing, but that the beams they're firing into it is already resonating with natural nuclei forming out of the ice crystals, and they're using the airwaves as the exhaust paths and the ice crystals as systems to beam data down over the horizon radar, heating the atmosphere. It's everything.
That's the problem. It does. It gets into a lot of different areas. And by the way, in 1995, when I had just was receiving the, it was late 94 when I first got the United Nations treaty. Very late. I mean, it's like the end of the year. At the beginning of 95, I was able to get, again, utilizing a friend out of Washington, et cetera, I contacted the right person, and they sent me what amounted to being probably 1,000 documents. It was two cardboard cartons, and they came basically, this came out of the United States Air Force, and it was their entire weather as a force multiplier. It was the entire concept of not only how they were doing it or planned to do it and how it was being put together, but global weather networking and the application of military systems for weather modification operations.
And by the way, you said this 15, 16 years ago. It's yes. All been declassified now. The exact names that you've used, what they've talked about. And again, Bill Gates says that he's going to have this global weather bureau that controls your weather. And see, if you don't pay him, well, then some bad things are going to happen.
It's amazing. Now, and also to say that I said something just briefly or a couple of minutes ago, there's a three-sided deal to this now. All right, so we have what I call the covert government, the secret government that's trying to control and mess up America's future here and putting it all into their pockets, so to speak. One world government control.
They're threatened by freedom because it will stop their monopoly. They're bad guys.
Right. And what they've also done now, however, way back a long time ago, the Russians were involved with us directly at Lawrence Livermore Laboratories. The Russians were even given an award for their cooperation. But they were here in Lawrence Livermore Laboratories working with our scientists on some of the earlier concepts on this many years ago. So what happened was the Russians back in the 90s, around the period of time that I was getting a hold of all of this, the Russians set up a company called Elate, E-L-A-T-E, And this was the Russian weather control modification.
And they don't hide it. That's why they cleared things out for the Red Square events. I mean, they advertise they control the weather.
Right. They actually said that back in the 90s that for a couple of $100 American, a farmer could get guaranteed rain over his area and all that. Now, I don't know if they ever got to be good enough to do that, but when they started becoming running out of money, okay, when they all fell apart and all the rest of that, they sold this technology that they had actually developed with us, hand in hand, behind, under the table, all right? They sold a tremendous amount of this to the Red Chinese. So Red China now, with all of their money, see, they're able to purchase all of these weapons and things that previously they didn't have. They could, because now they have more money than they know what to do with, because we buy everything through Kmart and Walmart. But anyhow, so now what we end up with, we have the Russians with the potential to do it. We have the Americans' covert operations doing it. And we have the potential of the Red Chinese. The Red Chinese Weather Control Modification Organization has 37,000 employees. Read my lips, 37,000. Now, of course, this is spread out all over. They do a little bit of everything. But that's how big the Chinese weather modification operation is.
Amazing. Stay there. I can't believe this has gone by so fast. We're going to have you back up again. We'll be right back. I've got some key intel.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We are back Live, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got Mark Fauber coming up on what's happening in the world economy. I was looking into the Iron Mountain Report, and I've got links here where U.S. News and World Report did an investigation and found that when President Johnson read it, he, quote, hit the roof and ordered it suppressed for all time. Then top Harvard professor John Kenneth Galbraith, you've heard of him, said that he actually, as a consultant, worked on the book, and it's just like Tragedy and Hope. That was written so CIA people, section chiefs, could understand. Well, wait, we back communist and fascist and socialist as long as it's command and control. Even their own people need something so they can understand what they're doing, even though they're evil. And so, yes, Iron Mountain is real. Plus, look at it. It's all coming true. Just incredible. But you know, speaking of all this, they would say there's no such thing as weather modification. You're insane. Now they've shifted gears and, oh, yeah, Dubai's putting up giant antenna arrays controlling the weather, or making their desert green. Oh, yeah, this is happening. And then we see key areas ravaged. And even meteorologists, weather people are saying this doesn't look normal. And they're like, shut up. Everything's fine. I think it's undoubted they're using this to attack the United States. So they can then fearmonger and say, pay Al Gore, pay the Rothschilds money, or it's all over.
Well, right. Here's the problem now. Like you said, Dubai is into it. See, Dubai has all the money in the world, too. So they're actually subcontracting weather control operations by, hiring the Russians or the Chinese to go in and do it, or even the United States covertly under the table. If you, if you got enough money, you can get anybody to do anything. But as we stand right now, and by the way, one of the lead letters, cover letters, so to speak, with the United Nations Treaty stated that now that we have the ability to control and manipulate the weather and create tornadoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes. That is specified that now we have the ability to make earthquakes and control the weather. We have to agree that we won't use it as a weapon of war. That was part of the United Nations treaty itself. And what we have now is the possibility of our own people creating all of these outrageous unknown tornadoes that come from no place in 5 minutes and disappear in 10 minutes after doing billions of dollars of damage. We have either that or we have the Red Chinese doing it to us because they are having weather like the weather we've had. They've had, and Russia has been having freezing weather extraordinary storms of different types.
And fires.
And back and forth. And so the question is, are we today in the middle of the forecasted weather wars? Are we today, the people, ourselves, and the Red China and Russia, are we into a three-way a major war right now using invisible microwave-type weapons and plasma beams to do all of these things? Because they do exist, and there's an old adage is we've never created a weapon and we've not used, and that's the story of mankind. So the idea that maybe this is not happening or that it's artificial, no. It's here. They have the ability, and if it's terrible because you can't find it. You can't see the beam from the satellite.
Well, that's the thing about technology and these weapons race. They always have to use it as a laboratory test in the real world because they're always racing with other groups to get that edge.
Like the atomic bomb, there's never been a weapon that we've created that we have put on a shelf and not used.
Bob Fletcher, investigations.com. You're one in a billion. Look forward to having you up in the near future for another hour. We'll discuss some other important topics. Thank you so much for the time, Bob.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.